finishing on the short end against a very good Whitnall team, ranked fifth. Ranked fifth in Division II.
Yeah, that's one thing about St. Catharines is they could say they're already battle-tested within the first 2 weeks here of the season.
So just about ready, about a minute to go left in halftime as both teams continue to shoot. WRJN Racine. So both teams finishing their warm-ups here at halftime, where the Sabres lead by 10, 35-25. And we'll see if both teams start the second half with their starters. All right, both teams getting final instructions now, and then we'll get our second half underway. Fairly quick first half. ...35-25, Franklin with the lead. All right, starters come out for the Sabres. And a little different for the, and we're underway here for the Eagles. Ham with the basketball now, had it knocked away. So looks like the Case Eagles are gonna try to play even more aggressive here. A Majewski with the basketball now, gives it up. Three-pointers good by Vergis to make it 38-25, as Bull take it across the timeline. Passes over to Farr. Farr with the basketball, gives it up now to Lewis. Now they go in the corner to Bull. Bull now driving inside. The no-look pass is good to Fenderson. Nice play by Bull on the no-look pass. Here comes Ham the other way. Gets it up to Ertl. Ertl back to Ham. Now from the corner, the three-pointer is no good by Majewski. That falls on Majewski, his first, team first here in the second half. We played 1 minute. And Bull will take it across the timeline. Bull gives it up to Farr. Farr now back to Fenderson. Fenderson on the drive. Back out to Farr. And we got a 5 second count on Farr. So it'll be Michalik to inbound to Ham. Ham being hounded by Bull to get it across. He does. Goes in the corner to Majewski. Now back out on top to Vergis. Boy, he's been tough. Now they try to go down low to Majewski. Majewski inside. Puts it up. No good. Too hard. And here comes Bull the other way. Bull, the dish pass is no good. Put back is good by Collins to make it 38-29. Now they give it up to Michalik. He gives it to Ham. Back to Michalik. Michalik with the three-pointer. That's good. Mislick with the three-pointer to make it 41-29. Fenderson now take it across. Coach Padal pretty animate over there. Fenderson with the basketball. Gives it up to Collins. Now Fire with the three-pointer. That's no good, and it goes out of bounds. Go back over to the Sabres. 15:34 to go in our second half. Token pressure being put on by Lewis. And the Sabres still have not gotten it across. Now they do. They go in the corner to Ertl. Now Ertl goes to Majewski. And Majewski dumps it off to Verges. And Verges with another basket. Here comes Farr all the way down, puts it up, and scores. Michael Farr goes coast to coast to score, and it's 43-31. Under 15 to play in our second half. Mislick passes over to Majewski. Then they go to Verges in the corner. Now here's a three-pointer. In and out, no good. And Bull trying to get it quickly. Down. And Lewis scores after Bull gets it back quickly. Here comes Majewski. His reverse layup is no good. Ball's on the floor. Goes out of bounds. It'll go two. Back over to the Eagles. Checking back in will be Williams. Williams for Fenderson. ...43-33, 10-point lead for Franklin. Farr brings it across, now gives it to Bull. Bull, pullback shot, three-pointer, in and out, no good. Putback is good by Lewis. And here comes the Sabres the other way. Lead has been cut to eight. Ham with the basketball now. Gives it up to Majewski. Now Mislick inside. Tries to drive inside. And a player control foul. Player control foul on Mislick. His third, team first. Eagles can cut that lead even more now. Far now, kicks it off to Bull. His three-pointer's good. Bull with the three-pointer, and I'll tell you, I said in my pregame, my keys to the game, and Bull was one of them, set him up for that perimeter shooting. 43-38. Burgess now tries to go inside, knocked away at the 13-20 mark. Sabres to inbound. They get it in to Majewski. And Majewski gives it up to Ham. Now from the corner, the three-pointer's no good by Verges. And here comes Williams the other way. Williams on the drive, puts it up and scores. Caden Williams, and the Sabres get it down quickly and knocked away. So checking in for the Sabres will be Stamborski and Reifschneider. They get it into Majewski, and then he loses it out of bounds. Stays with the Sabres at the 12:52 mark. 3-point lead now for Franklin. As the Eagles have come roaring back, they get it in to Reifschneider, to Stamborski, then to Majewski. Majewski goes in the corner to Verges. Verges, and it's taken away. Taken away by Bull, brings it down quickly. Now back out to Bull, his three-pointer, no good, rebound. To Verges. Verges coming all the way down, dumps it off, and then knocked out. Good defense by the Eagles. Tried to get the ball to Rice Schneider, and they couldn't. Three-pointer. Good. Three-pointer by Bull. Ties it up. At 43 and a timeout. It's a full timeout called by the Sabres, so we'll step away for 60 seconds. You're listening to high school basketball streaming live on DG Sports.
When the weather turns chilly, Ferraro's turns up the heat. This season of giving, get a little extra. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will top it with a bonus $20 card. Don't miss November's cheesy ham and potato pizza with a beer cheese base, Canadian bacon, white potato, red onion, and topped with cheddar cheese. Plus, discover the tasty frozen pizzas, just right for carryout or your upcoming fundraiser, bridging the warmth and flavor Racine craves. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
It's game time. Hardy and Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the Energy Efficient Home Improvement Credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 and Racine for your estimate. With Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
So Sabres inbound, get into Mislick. And now Stemborski with it. Stemborski still with the basketball. Now gives it up to Vergis. Now they go to Majewski. Majewski's turnaround. Now they give it up to Mislick. Mislick now goes to Vergis. Vergis loses it. And a player control foul coming up on Vergis. So the Eagles can take their first lead of the night here. Fire with the basketball. Directing traffic out there, pulls it way back out. As we close in on 11 minutes to go. And Fire just out there dribbling. Now Fire gives it up to Bull. His three-pointer, no good. Knocked out of bounds, and it'll go over to the Sabres. Stemborski will inbound. And inbounds to Mislick. Back to Stemborski. They give it up to Vergis, and Vergis gives it out to Majewski at the top of the key to Stemborski. Now Mislick with the three-pointer, good. To take that lead back. At 46-43, 10:35 to go. Now gives it up, Fire does, to Lewis. Now Fire with the basketball on the wing. Tries to go down low, they do. Shot up is no good, put back no good by Collins. And here comes the Sabres the other way. Majewski with the basketball, trying a reverse layup, no good. He'll go to line to shoot two. That falls on Collins, his third. Team first. So Majewski at the line. He's 2 for 5. And checking back in for the Eagles is Fenderson. Missed them both. And here comes Fire the other way. Here's a three-pointer. That's good by by Lewis to tie it up again. Now Mislick takes it across. And Mislick looks like he may have tweaked his ankle. So checking back in for him will be Mahmoud.
All pressure, let's go.
Now they get it into Ham. He takes it across the timeline. Ham being guarded by Bull. Gives it off in the corner to Majewski. Majewski now back to Ham. And Ham goes back out to Mahmoud. Now Majewski knocks it off of the Eagle at the 9:18 mark. Wanted a barn burner and you got one. 46-46. They get it into Ham. Ham now comes all the way down from the corner. The three-pointer is good. Three-pointer by Mahmoud. A little bit of showboating by him, but 49-46. Mahmoud with the three-pointer. Here's Michael Farr now. He'll pull it back out. We're under nine to play in regulation. Farr on the drive, putting it up and scoring. Michael Farr found the crease, took it in. Majewski with the basketball now, takes it across. Now being hounded. Now gives it up in the corner. The three-pointer there is no good by Mahmoud. And here comes Farr the other way, all the way down, putting it up and scoring. Michael Farr with another coast-to-coast layup to make it 50-49 as we close in on 8 minutes to go. Ham with the basketball now, double team. Gives it up to Majewski. And we got a foul coming up on the Eagles.
Dick, if I'm not mistaken, I believe that's Case's first lead of the night as well.
So checking back in is Johnson. Tolan Johnson. As Stomborski gets it in to Mahmoud. Mahmoud now gives it back up to Majewski.
Hey, screen low.
Majewski now gives it back to Virgis. Now from the corner, Stomborski. Stomborski now with a three, and that's what I like to see. He hit the three, and there was no taunting at all. Just ran right back. 52-50. Franklin with the lead. Back and forth we go. Michael Farr once again running the offense out there. 7:40 to go in regulation. Michael Farr pulls up, shoots. Can't get it to go. Came in over the back, I believe. Yes. Farr over the back, a little too aggressive. 'Stomborski now gets it in. To Ham. Ham trying to get it across. He does finally. Gives it up to Majewski, and then he's fouled by Fenderson. That's his first. Team fourth. So Majewski. Majewski with the basketball now, trying to drive in and can't get it to go. And it goes out of bounds. And it'll go back over to the Eagles. So Farr inbounds to Bull. And we're under seven to play in regulation. He gives it up to Johnson. Johnson now back out too far at the top of the key. Now he gives it to Johnson driving in. Now kicking it back out to a wing, and now back out on top of the key to Farr. Farr now gets a screen. Now they go to Bull. Bull pulls up, shoots, can't get it to go. Majewski. Majewski gets it across, then Farr tries to take it away. And they got a timeout called by the Sabres. It's a full timeout, so I'll step away for 60 seconds. You're listening to high school basketball streaming live on DG Sports.
With Thanksgiving just days away, O&H Danish Bakery's Thanksgiving Stuffed Kringle has become a traditional family favorite. A filling stuffed with more crunchy pecans and more cranberries makes it doubly delicious. So be sure to pick up one today. And while visiting family and friends over the weekend, be sure to bring an O&H Kringle to share and enjoy. Everyone loves oven-fresh Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
All right, back to live action here. 6:29 to go in regulation. 52-50. Franklin with the lead. And they've had double-digit leads most of the night till Case came roaring back with that quickness. So, Majewski inbounds to Stamborski. Now Stamborski looking for someone to give it to. Majewski gets it, and then he loses it. And here comes Bull the other way. Bull all the way down, dumps it off, and then it goes out of bounds. It'll stay with the Sabres. I should say the Eagles. Bull inbounds to Farr. Farr with the three-pointer. That's good. Three-pointer by Bull. And it's 53-52. Case back on top. Now they take it away from Virgis. Farr. One-hander. One-handed floater by Farr off the glass to make it 55-52. Ham with the basketball now. They trail by three, the Sabres do. Ham all the way down, has it knocked away. Here comes Bull the other way, puts it up no good, tap up no good by Farr. And now coming down to Virgis real quickly, he'll put it up and score to make it 55-54. Here comes Tolan Johnson now with the basketball at the 5 minute mark. Passes over to Lewis. Back out top to Farr. Now they give it up to Bull. Bull now has it taken away. Majewski with the basketball takes it across. Not being guarded. Now takes it all the way down. Drives in and scores. Majewski gives the lead back to Franklin at 56-55. And Bull brings it across. Bull being guarded by Ham, then Farr helps him out. Here's a three-pointer, no good. A banker and Majewski with the rebound. Gives it over to Virgis. Virgis gives it up to Ham. Ham with the basketball now being guarded by Bull. Ham comes in. Now from the corner, the three-pointers, no good. Hit the ring. Virgis, though, with the rebound. Puts it up and scores. Ben Virgis with the putback to make it 58-55. Franklin with a three-point lead at the 4:01 mark. It's a full timeout, so I'll step away for 60 seconds. This is high school basketball streaming live on DG Sports.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with Care Credit Options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Craving a fresh and flavorful sandwich? See why Lee's Deli has been named the best of Racine year after year. Signature subs like the Standard, the Godfather, the Gobbler, and the Hen House. Now find Lee's Deli signature subs and chef salads at the newly remodeled Twins Food Market on 16th Street and Packard Avenue. Made fresh daily, pay with cash, card, or Snap. Or you can swing by the Washington Avenue shop for easy pickup, delivery, and catering options. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine one sandwich at a time.
And right now, it'd be tough to pick a DG Sports player of the game. A lot of different people being considered. So it'll be Tolan Johnson, the inbound to Farr. And we're under four to play now in regulation. Farr with the basketball. Farr pulls up. Three-pointer is good. Three-pointers, good. Little showboating by Farr. 58-58. Now they get it to Majewski, being guarded by Bull. Majewski with the basketball, gives it back to Virgis. Virgis goes over to Mahmoud. Mahmoud with the basketball, being closely guarded. Gives it up to Majewski, and they have it knocked away. And here they come. Shot is up and good by Lewis. And it's 60-58. Case back on top. Amnell with the basketball. Gives it up to Virgis. Virgis driving in. He can't get it to go. And then Mahmoud puts it back to tie it again at 60. Michael Farr with the basketball. Fire's going to pull up again for a three-pointer. In and out, no good. Tap up is good by Lewis to make it 62-60. Ham with the basketball. Takes it across. Now gets it to Virgis. Now here's a three-pointer that's no good. And a rebound to Fire. Farr at the 220 mark. They may pull it out a little bit. Try to eat some clock. Williams now with the basketball for the Eagles. They go in a corner to Lewis. Now Lewis on the drive. Kicks it out from the wing. Deflected. Farr tried to put up the three, and it was deflected. And here comes the Sabres the other way. Taken away. Taken away by Williams, trying to go coast to coast. Reverse layup is no good, and they call a foul. They call it on Mahmoud. Mahmoud with the foul, his first, team fourth. So Williams at the line for two. 1:50 to play in regulation. First one's good. Second one also good to make it 64-60. Two possession game now. Sabres, Ham with the basketball now. Gets it to Stamborski. Stamborski trying to find somebody. Pass over to Ertl. Now it's taken away and then taken away again by Bull. Shot is up and good by Lewis. to make it 66-60. Ham coming down. Ham with the basketball now. Closing in on a minute to go. Now on the drive. Burgess gets it. Stamborski with the three-pointer. That's no good. And the rebound. Goes into the hands of Michael Farr at the one-minute mark, and then he's fouled. He's fouled by Ham. That's his second. Team fifth. Mahmoud comes back in for Ertl. And Hurt checks back in for Mislick. Now Farr brings it down. Almost has it. Taken away. What do we have? Another full timeout called, so we'll step away for 60 seconds. This is high school basketball streaming live on DG Sports.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Eagles with the lead. And possession of the basketball. It'll be Farr to inbound. Gets it into Bull. They're going to make him foul. Bull with the basketball. Almost had it taken away, and now they do. Stamborski has the basketball. It's down to Ham. His three-pointer, no good. And a rebound to Michael Farr, and then he's fouled with 40 seconds to go. So Farr to inbound. They get it in. To Williams, and then Williams is fouled by Mahmoud with 38 seconds to go. Checking back in is Mislick for Burgess. What a nice game he's had tonight. So at the line for 1-1 is Williams. First one is no good, but Farr with the rebound gets it over to Bull, and then they try to go down low to Williams. It'll stay with the Eagles. Now Burgess checks back in for Hurt. And they get it into Farr. They're going to make them foul Farr. Second timeout. So we'll keep it here. We'd like to shout out congratulations to sophomore Eric Usensio on receiving the Army Award of Excellence. This award is presented to one student athlete in each quarter. So congratulations to Eric from Case. The Case High School football team is where we know him from. This is a classroom award. So, again, congratulations to Eric. So Case will have possession of the basketball yet. Sixty-six-60. So fired inbound. Inbounds to Williams. Williams gets it across, and he's fouled by Mahmoud. So Williams will go back to line to shoot a 1-1. 2 for 2 for Williams. First one up is good. Second one's good. Ball goes out of bounds. Another timeout here. Full timeout called by Franklin, 68-60. And our DG Sports player of the game for tonight is Michael Farr. Michael Farr from the Case Eagles. He may not have been the leading scorer, but he got his team back in the game. Unofficially, 22 for Michael Farr. And we'll try to visit with him when this one concludes. Jake Burse sits down now. Figures he's in good shape now, an 8-point lead with 22 seconds to go. Comes in to Farr, and he's fouled. So Michael Farr will go to the line and shoot a 1-1. That falls on Ham, his third, team ninth. Our DG Sports player of the game, Michael Farr. First one up is good. Makes it a 69-60. So the Eagles are going to improve to 1-1. Second one up is no good. Rebound to Mislick. He gets it down to Stamborski. He puts it up. Can't get it to go. Putback is good by Ham. And they call a timeout. 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here. Again, our next ball game will be Tuesday night from the Lutheran Gymnasium, where the Lutheran Crusaders will host the St. Catharines Angels, and that should be another barn burner. ...69-62 is our score right now, with 11 seconds to go. All right, far to inbound. Needs somebody to get it to. And gets it in to Williams. And then he's fouled. He's fouled by Mahmoud. That's his fifth. So Gabe Barnard will take his place, the 6'3" junior. First one up is good by Williams. 3 for 3. Second one also good. Makes it 71-62. And now they throw it away. And it's picked up by Johnson. Eagles will try to just run it out. That's our ball game, the final score. Racine Case, 71. Franklin, 62. Case improves to 1-1 overall. 1-0 in conference. Franklin starts their season at 0-1. 0-1 in conference.
Dick will be going courtside here to get our player of the game. Luckily, it's mere feet away.
Michael. Joined by Michael Farr, our player of the game.
Thank you.
It just seemed like I was calling your name in football.
He was, you know.
And we missed you. We missed you last Saturday. You want to tell our listeners why Michael Farr didn't play in that game against Racine Lutheran?
Hey, I wish I was here, but I was out of town at Iowa State for a college visit. But you know, hey, came out today. We played Case basketball and did what we had to do.
So talk about you did it all. I never looked just at who's the leading scorer. It seems like you brought your team back in with everything on the defensive end and on the offensive end, finding the open man, taking the shots, taking it to the basket when you had to. Just an all-out very good performance tonight by Michael Farr.
Hey, I just came out. Played, put all my effort into this, do what I had to do, found teammates, I was open. Being a leader on the court, finding open teammates. Hey, really not say shit. Just say we had a good game and we got to come back tomorrow against Muskego and do the same thing we did today.
Yes, you do have a game again right tomorrow against Muskego. They played the Horlick Rebels a few days ago and won that handily, so I don't think it'll be an easy out, but you improved to 1-1. More importantly, you start out 1-0 in conference, picked by the Wisconsin Basketball Yearbook to win the conference again this year.
Hey.
It looks like it's going to be on Michael Farr and Anthony Bull's shoulders to keep this young team going.
I wouldn't say it had to be on our shoulders. It's just a team sport. We all got to come together, keep working hard in practice. You know, take it game by game, practice by practice, and day by day.
Well, congratulations on being the DG Sports Player of the Game. Go enjoy this one for maybe an hour or so, and then
back to it tomorrow.
Get ready for Muskego.
Thank you.
Okay, Michael, we'll see you down the road.
Gotcha.
That's Michael Farr, our DG Sports Player of the Game. We'll turn it back to Dylan now for the unofficial scoring for both teams, and then we'll wrap this one up.
Sorry, Dick, just a second here. All right, our unofficial scoring here tonight. First for the losing team, the Franklin Sabres, they had 62 points, 4 for 11 from the charity stripe, 14 field goals, and 10 three-pointers made. Leading the way for them tonight, Ben Vergis with 20 points. Behind him was Josh Stomborski with 9. Two players with 8, Jacob Mislich and Noah Muhammad with 8. Matt Majewski with 6. Cameron Ertl with 3. Jake Reifschneider with 2. And that was the unofficial scoring for Franklin. And for the Case Eagles tonight, 71 points, 12 for 14 from the line, 16 field goals on 9 made threes. Leading the way tonight, Michael Farr with 24 points. Behind him, Anthony Bull with 19, Michael Lewis with 16, Caden Williams with 6, TJ Fenderson with 4, and Meso Collins with 2.
All right, thank you, Dylan. Well, that's going to conclude our broadcast from the Case Fieldhouse. My thanks to Joel Arbinger, the athletic director at Case. Hopefully you're doing well. He's on medical leave right now for accommodating us, and to all of our sponsors and patrons. Our next broadcast will be December 10th from the Racine Lutheran Gymnasium, where the Lutheran Crusaders will host the St. Catharines Angels. Pre-game will be at 6:40 with tip-off at 7 p.m. Next up for Franklin will be a non-conference game on December 10th at Milwaukee Reagan with tip-off at 7 p.m. The Eagles will play again tomorrow. Don't get much rest when they will host Muskegon with a 1:30 p.m. tip-off. So for Dylan and Daryl, this is Dick Graceffa saying you've been listening to high school basketball streaming live on DG Sports.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
It's game time. Hardy and Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the energy efficient home improvement credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 and Racine for your estimate. With Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
With Thanksgiving just days away, O&H Danish Bakery's Thanksgiving Stuffed Kringle has become a traditional family favorite. A filling stuffed with more crunchy pecans and more cranberries makes it doubly delicious. So be sure to pick up one today. And while visiting family and friends over the weekend, be sure to bring an O&H Kringle to share and enjoy. Everyone loves oven-fresh Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with Care Credit Options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Craving a fresh and flavorful sandwich? See why Lee's Deli has been named the best of Racine year after year. signature subs like the Standard, the Godfather, the Gobbler, and the Hen House. Now find Lee's Deli signature subs and chef salads at the newly remodeled Twins Food Market on 16th Street and Packard Avenue. Made fresh daily. Pay with cash, card, or Snap. Or you can swing by the Washington Avenue shop for easy pickup, delivery, and catering options. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine one sandwich at a time.
close the door to your heart and you turn the key. Lock your love away from me.
Love is here. Now on my silent night, you're gone. You made me love you. Now on my silent night, you're gone. You said love and you would make life beautiful when it's passing day. But as soon as love came into my heart, you turned and you walked, just walked away.
You stripped me of my dreams. You gave me faith, then took my hope. Look at me now.
Look at me. See what love and you have done to me. Look at my face. See how crying has left its trace. After you made me all your own, then you left me all alone. You made your words sound so sweet, knowing that your love I couldn't keep.
My heart cries out for your touch, but you're not there. And the lonely cry fades in the air.
Love is here.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A televised apology from South Korea's president. Reporter Alex Jensen in Seoul.
존경하는 국민 여러분.
President Yoon Suk-yeol said sorry for causing public concern, vowing not to repeat his martial law move, explaining it was initially motivated by desperation. Yoon's faced intense political opposition, but it remains to be seen whether he'll be impeached and therefore immediately suspended from office, as the motion will require a two-thirds majority in the National Assembly.
A backpack found in New York Central Park and believed to belong to the suspect in the shooting death of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson is to undergo forensic testing. The murder has prompted other healthcare insurance companies to take action, as CBS's Anna Schechter reports.
They have ramped up security. They have pulled down profiles of their leadership teams from the web to avoid a potential copycat, ramped up security. Security teams are monitoring leadership at those big companies.
Investigators believe the suspected gunman has left New York City on a bus. A federal appeals court upholds the U.S. ban on TikTok if it is not divested by its Chinese parent company. President Biden signed the bill into law. President-elect Donald Trump tried to ban TikTok during his first term in office, but reversed his position during the presidential campaign. More from Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
Right now, the law is going to be enforced, but there might be an extension, and the Trump administration might try to find a way around this decision or take it to the Supreme Court, who might see the First Amendment issue differently.
TikTok says it expects the law will be overturned by the Supreme Court. Pete is a winner, and there is nothing that can be done to change that. That is what President-elect Trump has posted online about Pete Hegseth, his choice to be defense secretary, and who spent this week meeting with senators amid controversy. Syria's neighbors, Lebanon, Jordan, and Iran, are on high alert as rebels advance on the country's third largest city.